More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who's wondering, what the fuck am I doing here? Mr. Richard Avery.
You know what? I was thinking that exact same thing.
Is that what you were thinking?
You read my mind.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
I was kind of saying, what the fuck? Why are my Giants tied 6-6 or 7-7?
Talking about dating an episode.
I know.
Giants, what are we playing? Football?
Baseball.
Baseball. There we go.
Sorry.
So we haven't done a what the fuck episode in a while.
Mm-mm.
What the fuck's with that?
Because we haven't had the right guests to do a what the fuck episode.
We haven't.
It takes the right guest who can what the fuck us.
Well, we've also been doing get to know.
Right.
So we've had a lot of new people coming on.
Boring new people.
Yeah.
We need exciting what the fuck people.
So we had to bring back a friend of the show.
Yes.
So we're going to wonder, it's not what the fuck, it's where the fuck. Where the fuck has our guest been? Miss Gracie Glam, what's going on?
What the fuck is up, bitches?
Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, where you been?
I've been in Koreatown.
K-Town.
Been chilling with my Asian fam.
So what's life like in K-Town?
We do a lot of karaoke.
Do you?
Yeah, we do.
Do you listen to K-pop?
No.
I love K-pop.
I walk up and down Wilshire Boulevard eating string cheese, though. So
you're from the streets.
Nobody talks to me, so I pretty much feel the same as I was in Hollywood when I was dressed like I was homeless and no one could get anything from me.
So of the 15 places you've lived in the past 5 years, which is your favorite part of town?
Ooh, the Galt House.
Wait a minute. Can I ask a dumb question? Like, seriously, how long have you lived here and how many places?
I
just want to get an
idea.
I
moved to LA in 2009.
That's 7.
Yeah, but I moved across country like there and back like 3 times.
But how many places in LA have you? Yep. I just want to get an idea.
Just burped. Okay.
I count 6.
Well, every single year, and then 1 year I moved across country there and back.
Okay.
What the fuck is up with all the moving?
Twice, 2 years.
Because I've lived in
6 times.
36 years, 4 places.
Well, growing up, I went to 14 different schools, so I think that my parents just embedded in my head like gypsy life.
A nomad.
I've lived in the same place 18 years.
Wow.
Well, the same building. Same right. building,
and
different apartment.
And they have rent control for you. Like, now they want to, if you want to stay in the same place, you get penalized. And, like, $15 more, I don't think so. Like, I'm moving. Fuck you. You know.
So what the fuck is up with? You've been moving a lot, and rent prices are only increasing. And I know this summer, things are fucking nuts. You can't get places, and they're outrageously expensive. What are you paying?
That's a partial cry. I have a 1-bedroom with a AKA den, which is a dining room area, and I pay $2,600.
Fuck! How does your ass feel? Because you're getting anally raped there.
It hurts.
Yeah.
But do you...
But, to be fair, my outlet plugs have USB connectors.
Unfortunately, she cannot afford the phone bill to hook in her phone to charge it. There's no reason
to. I love your optimism.
And
there's
my
always
door
a bright
is
side.
Like a fob. I don't have an actual key. It's
so
like
you live at a hotel.
Yes. They make me feel all fucking fancy.
Now, I've been to your place. You also have a room for bicycles. And they were overly optimistic of how many people ride bicycles in LA because it can house like 500 bicycles.
That's
maybe 50. 50 is an honest number.
That is because I pay $75 a month for my parking space, for the built-in parking lot underneath the fucking apartment. Yeah. But they gave me 1 month free and $500 off, so I was like, hey.
Yay.
they love you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So what you're in K-Town in...
Which is supposed to be, you know, LA, you have different areas. You have the Valley, which used to be like affordable and whatever, whatever. But now families live out there and that shit's hella expensive or you either can't find anything.
It's expensive everywhere.
And then, you know, Beverly Hills, all that stuff has always been super expensive. And K-Town has always, I feel like, has been notable to be reasonably priced and you could find a good deal and this
exactly.
and that. And absolutely everywhere. I mean, even out to like, I don't know if anyone knows, Sun Valley, like... You're small dildo in your ass.
Yeah. I'm happy with my two bedroom in my 1960s apartment in Studio City for $1,400.
Wow.
I
am, you used to pay $800.
You know, don't you need a roommate?
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that? I love how, like, you need a roommate. When I get a place.
I don't need a roommate.
You do, and a dog and a new fish.
Okay, maybe a new fish. That's about it.
I tried to buy him a new fish.
Paco 2.0.
Yeah, we used to have a group fish. Twitter, at a fish named Paco. And then when I won Best New Starlet, Mo killed him.
Mo.
Yeah.
Murderer.
His last tweet, though, was pretty clever. I'm not going to lie. It was Crazy Glam, just won Best New Starlet. Pound, drinking like a fish.
Yeah. Wait, okay. Hold on. So... Best New Starlet, how many years ago was this?
I'm bad at math. We've been through this.
You're a porn star, of course.
But The Kiss of Death, yeah. Shit, that hit me a minute ago. I've been dying ever since.
Okay, so where have you been? Because are you performing again? Because you took off time for school, right?
Yeah, I'm on the 15-year plan.
What are you going to school for?
I've fashion, merchandise, and marketing, but I also... moved across country and got a real estate license as well.
I was gonna say, basically, you want a job at Macy's?
Yeah.
But you're back to full time performing now.
Yes.
According to
.. Yeah, apparently, like, it says anal on my shit now.
You do anal?
I guess. Like, nobody tweeted me or like asked me if that was cool.
You got to pay that Koreatown rate.
Yeah. Yeah, they basically have to pay my rent if they want an anal scene. And I lowered it. I was being very concerned.
Have you been working as well?
Yeah, no.
No interracial?
But, like, I don't know. Apparently, it's some big deal because I have, like, black friends and I like rap music and, like...
You have black friends?
Yeah, apparently.
That's good.
Yeah, they're, like, white-black, but, like, they're cool.
Wait, what's white-black? Like, is that white people who think they're black or black people who think they're white?
Like, black people that are, like... kind of white. You know, like they were like
so now that you're back performing, how often are you working?
Well, I literally just, and I didn't go to my old agent. I know that was kind of a thing. I have read in some places, why do I have an agent? Blah, blah, blah. I don't need one. Honestly, when it comes to having an agent, one, I just needed my fucking photos up somewhere so someone can go and just look at that shit. And I have no problem dealing with bookings if people email me. But one thing I did encounter recently on the last scenes that I shot a few months ago, collecting that check, that is not something I'm trying to do ever again. Because that shit is a little difficult and a little testy. And
then people are like, oh, the check's in the mail.
I'm too passive aggressive for that. Like,
so wait, you know, you're back with Type 9 models?
Fuck.
So you know that just the day I moved to Los Angeles, my boss gave me the three biggest lies in Hollywood. Check's in the mail, Mercedes is paid for, and I won't come in your mouth.
Oh. Really, the last one, I don't think is a...
That's a lie. They won't, but they do.
They don't, no.
Well, you need to get out a little more often.
I do. I'm
you need
very,
to go out on a date.
It's funny. People think that I'm super, like, whorish or whatever. I'm very conservative. Like, I don't go out ever.
So I'm scrolling through adult dignity talk because I want to see what the fanboys have to say.
Ooh.
So let's go with the more recent stuff. There was an announcement that you got your agency back. It looks like 101 put that up on the Twitter. Somebody said that you don't need an agent because you're an amazing actress. Let's see. Hold on. Who said that? Hold on. Samuel Jr. But here we go. Hold on. Let's give Meet MP, who's a member, who says, I hope she start doing IR, dot, dot. I'm hoping she start doing IR, too.
Okay. Here's the thing. Like, how do you feel when someone tells you to do something? You're like,
depends who says it.
I mean,
Lee Alexis could tell me to do anything.
Anyone tells me to do something, like, hey, how do you think I, like, got to L.A. and got into porn? Like, hey, mom and dad, like, tell me not to do some shit. Like, yeah. Really? You know, like, tell me not to press the red button. And I, like, I've told, I don't know if it's multiple people, whatever, on social media, like, to kind of just back the fuck off. Like, let me, you know, evaluate what I want to do myself, whether it's plastic surgery or fucking black dudes or DPs or gangbangs, whatever. But, I mean, when I have constant, like, at least minimal 10 tweets over and over and over again, like, IR, blah, 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 do this. And it's like, fuck you. Like, no.
Nothing is off the table. It's just let you have your time to go through and choose what you want to do and when you want
to. But the
do
fact
it
of the matter is, you shouldn't listen to those people, anyways. You,
I mean,
you
it's
don't
just
do this
there
for them
in my face. And I think, well, my, sorry to cut you off. Like, no. We're gonna get deep here. So deep.
Like a big back cock.
Deep inside deep. Gracie Glad.
Yeah. Flashback to 2011, Gracie Glam Lust.
Yes.
I did my first anal scene. And, you know, I really held off on my first anal. And I put a lot of, you know, heartfelt work into that. whatever. And I will never forget my first reaction to when it came out. And I went on the forums. And the first fucking thing anyone could say was, when is she going to do a DP? Or like, and I know it's like, it's not that tragic, bitch, get over it, cry. But it was like, nothing's ever going to be fucking good enough for these people. Like, you know what I mean? And I really wanted to please the fans at that point. And I really was like into the industry and like wanting to give back. And like, you guys kind of shit on me there, you know?
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is you should know, though, that you don't do porn or you don't do anything for anybody but yourself. You do it to make you happy. You do what makes you happy. And then
right.
Who cares what anybody thinks?
Which is how it always was. Yeah. And until about, you know, that year. And that's kind of why I just want to go back to just doing what the fuck I want to do. You know, because back in the day, like, I didn't even think about it. It was just kind of whatever. And honestly, if I was to leave the business right now, the only thing that I really want to fucking experience, and I've said this, I think, previously on one of our episodes, that I want to experience a DP.
You do want to experience a DP.
Because I know that's not going to happen. My husband's not going to be down for that. And
well, congratulations. Guess what today we have as a prize for you.
So you posted a few days ago, it looks like, a picture of your ass and tweeted, so sweet. And which it is. It's a sweet ass. Brunette's lover said she's amazing, better than ever. What are companies waiting for? I agree. What are companies waiting for? But then Maddie D 74 then said she seriously needs a DP. So you're right. These guys they see your ass and go, yes, she must be double penetrated. But then somebody commented, anal is back on your profile. So people are excited.
Anal's never been on my profile. That's what's really hilarious about that. And I actually was not aware that it was on my profile.
But the fact of the matter is, if somebody's going to, like, to me, it's like, they can talk about all this. They want somebody call me and hire me and tell me what it's going to pay and I'll let you know if I'll do it. That's really what it comes down to.
What companies do you want to work for?
Well, and that's the thing. I've been out for so long. Like, I know the general, you know, you got Evil, Jewels, Elegant. Like, first of all, like, Brazzers or Elegant Angel, like, I want to be your fucking contract girl. Like, I want to fucking own and, like, rep your brand and I want to kill it. I don't really want to hop around. I'm kind of not really into the whole, not to hate on some of the companies that do like the scenario porn or whatever. Like, I miss the back in the day, like, not so much Gonzo, but just where it's about the girl, or interview me or have me dancing and strip teasing. Like, don't make me play some fucking bullshit character with some fake name on some dumb shit. Like,
come on, you were amazing in Zorro.
I like just,
oh gosh,
just fucking, right?
But yeah, like, and that's what I enjoyed the most. And those were my best scenes, the times that I had the most fun and I felt like the sexiest and like just had the best time, is where I just kind of got to, like, you know, be set, like, whatever sexy to me, whether I'm fucking dancing like a retard. Like, there is a couple party girls, whatever, by elegant. dancing retarded, and then I suck some dick, and it's awesome.
You know what's funny is Mike Quasar, I'm paraphrasing what he said, though, as I was on one of his sets, and he said, okay, let's go film the part that everybody's going to fast forward through on Pornhub.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I was like, it was genius. Dialogue, who
I
needs
still,
it?
Well, to this day, I still don't understand anybody who makes porn that is like a movie and has scenes and dialogue and whatever. I can't imagine, like, hey, honey, let's go put on this movie and sit and watch a movie. Like, no, this just, you watch porn for fucking. That's it. Like, I don't care about any of the other shit.
That's kind of my next question for everybody. Like, what the fuck are people into right now? Like, I feel like last year or year before, MILF shit, like the porn star Lisa Ann, like that was bad.
I'm into,
and then anal and like just porn star shit, browser shit. That was popular. What is everybody into?
I'll tell you what I'm into.
And mommy shit.
I'm telling you what I'm into right now. I'm into punctuality.
No, I would say right now, and it's been probably for the past couple years, and I know Girls Way is raping it on this.
Mommy.
But no, it's not mommy. It's family role play.
And that, mommy.
It's not just mommy. It's sisters. It's cousins. And I know Philly Films does the same thing.
Until I accidentally set up Sells by Alan for a Hard Fest, like I was booked on all those Girls Way shit. It's the mommy stuff. They love that. Mommy.
What do you mean like mommy?
No, asshole.
Wait. So it's about like what? Mommy's fucking kids?
Stepmom, yeah.
That's fucking
people, but they're like super into
Well, I'm sure
shit.
That sells.
It's skyrocketing.
It sells like crazy in Alabama and Mississippi, I understand.
It's survival
like
belt.
Everywhere. In Texas.
Right now. Shout out to my bae sitting next to me from Texas.
No, but I that's just every there's I don't think there's anything that is like popular because all of it is it's just all out there. You can't really measure what's in right now.
But when I got in,
all
Gonzo
the above.
Teen, I mean, I was what everybody was playing to be.
Right.
Hi, I'm the cheerleader that's literally fucking 18 with no tattoos, and right. I am a cheerleader, and like that was me.
Yeah, I don't know if teen stuff is the,
and that's
is the
not
big
really,
stuff anymore.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I love teens.
I love teens too. I just like girls who just don't talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a site I want to create.
Yeah.
Girls who don't talk and just do what they're told.
Bitchesshutup.com.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Shut the fuck
Go
up.
GoDaddy. Somebody get on that.
GoDaddy.com. That's a great site. sponsor of More with Mo. We should go out and try and buy that domain from.
We should search GoDaddy.com if it's available on GoDaddy.com.
Dot info.
Yeah, exactly.
So what the fuck are you doing this summer?
What the fuck am I doing this summer?
Are you making me a penthouse pet?
Ooh.
I don't.
He should. I think you should, Mo.
That's the only thing I've ever wanted.
That's all she's...
I have no control
make her
over
dream.
That.
But
Starlet.
You can make a call.
Fuck
you can
it.
Make a suggestion.
I don't.
Come on, Mo.
I have
Mo.
No power,
no excuses.
No control.
September is
that
my
is
birthday.
Not my...
Don't let him tell you that because he can hint. He can be like,
you
know who
would
make a great pet?
A personally signed autographed book. From Peggy Sirota, and I cried too. You can fucking get me penthouse pet.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's, let me jump right on that. No,
come on,
I don't.
Make it happen.
No, hold on.
You're there every day.
I want to make sure this is clarified. The person who chooses who the penthouse pets are is Kelly Holland. I
she
do
loves
not do
me.
That.
Ladies, he does have a say, so if you give up the A.
Oh, my God.
Skirt. Anyways.
Mo, just make
wow.
it. Make it. Just make a suggestion.
I'll make a suggestion. How about that?
You just say, "Hey, you know, have you seen that Gracie Glam? She's
and they're
gonna
say
hot.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
But does she still, do anal?
Yeah.
Think of a new name for me.
Stacey Slam.
My evil twin.
No, but you just you make a suggestion. She'd make a great pet.
I would. I got collars.
Just, I think.
Why do I get the feeling you're going to show up at my office?
Why don't you be a hustler, honey?
I've never been anything.
Really?
You've been best new starlet.
Fuck that shit. That's the kiss of death. we went over this in an episode. List off what's going on with the best new starlets. Not shit. Bitches ain't doing it.
The best
shit.
New starlet before you, the year before you.
Cagney.
We've
and who
done
was
this.
After you?
We've done this and people need to go back and listen to this.
Fucking Brooklyn Lee. And then Remy. Oof. Yeah, ooh, and then Carter Cruz, ooh,
it is the kiss of death,
kiss of motherfucking death. And I'm gonna shout out, and I mean, not that we're friends or whatever. I don't know how she feels about me to Christina Rose, because she's the one that actually came up with Besting Starlet being the kiss of death.
So she started it.
Yeah. This bitch that was in the industry told me about her talking shit, saying it. And yeah. I was like, you know what? She's kind of right.
She's dead on. Christina Rose is back.
Well, can we, since we're talking about awards, can I mention something?
Yeah.
Oh, awards?
Yeah, since we're talking about awards.
Yeah, the XRCO awards.
Not those awards.
I and guess
who
made was? It.
Guess who almost made it to the XRCO
I
awards?
I almost made it.
But she was late.
Yeah.
You told me at 6:30 that it was going on.
So let me talk
and
about...
And I almost brought my black friend.
Can I mention something since this episode is airing on July 1st?
Okay, July 1st. What's July 1st?
This is when I announced the Julie Land Awards.
Ooh.
Every year for the last 8 years. Just so you know, I want to let you know, since we're on air, that you did win an award this year.
But I've never, did I win the award for being shot down the hardest in 2012 for trying to shoot with you? And
no.
You refused to shoot me? And then I like would not talk to you for like 4 years until Mo started doing this podcast thing. And I was
well, you didn't
you
didn't sleep with me. So why would I shoot you where all the other girls slept with me?
Oh.
So
no,
the other girls put out. Phoenix Marie, Electra Blue, they all put out. No, you did win an award this year. Congratulations.
You won an award.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah.
You won. We're serious.
I'm serious. You won best guest. Seriously!
Really? You should be happier than this, bitch.
So
and you're going to get a gift certificate to Chipotle.
You know, they have a problem with their meat right now.
I'm dead serious, though. You did win.
It's your new diet, the Chipotle diet?
Chicken. You know I'm allergic to chicken, right?
Yeah, but you can eat tofu. Right?
Fucking tofu.
So,
give me some cake.
Mo won the best show.
What did,
award.
What, yeah, what did
I
you,
won best podcast.
With featured guests, said Gracie Lim, / Clem Chowder.
You won the best.
You won best guest.
Every year I give the best guest, and you won it this year.
So every year is in, like, how many years is this?
I've been doing
on?
The awards for, this is my seventh.
So this is a real award.
This is a real thing.
Yeah, seventh.
This did you think we were just
listen,
making this shut up?
This is the seventh year that I've done it, and the last year, because Julie Land goes away at the end of the year.
Excuse me, everybody. You are listening to Julie Land Podcast, featuring Gracie Lim / Glam Chowder, and also sometimes appearances by Maurice, said yearly most awesome fucking guest of podcast year.
So I hope you're gonna. I hope you.
What's your acceptance speech? Come on.
What's your speech?
That was it.
Oh,
you don't want to thank the people who voted for you?
Thank you to. I looked through my adult DVD talk.
Because it was a close race.
Ooh, between who?
It was between you. I don't want to say.
Damn it.
It was between you and Bobcat Goldthwait.
I don't know who that is.
He was on Police Academy.
What's that?
It's wow.
Movie. Man.
No, you won.
That sounds lame.
Congratulations.
Okay. Oh, you won over Bobcat. You know why? Because you were
who
like a guest like
running?
15 times. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, Bobcat's a pretty, you kind of,
okay.
That's kind of a big deal. He's an actual celebrity.
Comedian, director.
Uh-huh.
You'd know him if you saw him. Put it that way. But no, congratulations. So let's move on to something else.
Now, what the fuck of not giving her an actual award, like a figurine?
She gets the beer can. Congratulations.
I actually gave you something.
Yes,
I gave you a key hanger.
Miss Glam showed up today with a beverage, a tasty Pabst Blue Ribbon
it's
beer.
It's called PBR, baby.
It's PBR. I don't know why she's drinking such tacky beer.
Because she's white trash. It's white trash.
I see.
In the house.
Yeah, there we go.
It's okay.
Well, go ahead and finish up that beer there. And then go get a nice Blue Moon. Blue Moon, proud sponsor of More with Mo.
Exactly. So, Gracie, one more question. Can I ask a question?
You're from, like, Indiana or some shit, so don't hate.
So, can I ask a question?
Oregon.
You just did.
I got to ask a question.
What's
up? Okay.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? When is the last time you took pictures? Did a photo shoot?
Damn. It would have to be... About a month and a half, or no, about almost 2 months ago, I was living in this hotel downtown LA for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I am trying to learn lighting myself and had my friend, I was like, stand here and don't touch, just touch the fucking button. And then I ran over to the windowsill and tried to blow out everything. And like, I did some pictures.
And how'd it work out?
Pretty okay. you know, I hadn't slept in a couple of days, so I was looking super hot. But no, I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, they were really
good. It was a week.
No, I'm hoping that with me coming back with 101 and shooting whatever, that I'm going to work through some of my issues, because it's definitely a lot of fans wonder why I'm not shooting a lot, and it's more me. It's not the companies. Shooting for me is very different, and I really, I don't want to say that I'm picky, but as for myself, I don't really approve of a lot of the stuff that comes out of me, and it's kind of like a mental torture anguish when like people send you like some shit that's like not very flattering every right. single day for like 5 years in a row. So, you know,
I think though you pay too much attention to that stuff that you waste your time on.
It's all I say nice things about you sometimes.
I try to say
you're
nice
very
things.
Pretty.
I saw you have nice I hair. Self-loathe, like on my own. So
yeah, you gotta stop that.
Yeah, like that. We're 2016. Like,
you're a beautiful girl.
We're gonna
be proud.
We're gonna
remember. It could be worse.
Yeah, that's true.
So
true that. True that.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, you gotta.
You could not be an award winner.
Exactly.
See? Yeah, you I could just be a penthouse pet. Exactly.
You know how angry he is right now?
He's pissed.
He's pissed.
I mean, I've never gotten to be a girl of the month.
Well, nobody has in the last few years.
You've not been paying attention. There is no girl of the month.
I did actually recently go and look on all of the blog sites. Oh!
Did you just break the chair, Mo?
No, I just touched the lever? Chair. I touched the lever and it made me hit the ground.
I've done that
but
many
I'm
times.
But I'm okay. I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
I've done it a million times myself.
Sorry to startle you, Miss Glam.
It's okay.
You've been stalking the blogs?
Yeah, I have. I read all of Jada's, like, you know, things that she likes, 10 things of this, all of Ash's, like, dating a porn star, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just read all that shit. Audrey Bitoni's closed.
you really have checked things
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I checked wow. it out.
Wow. Check back in
did
another
you check
6 months.
AverageMo.com?
No, I did not. I'm sorry, I didn't.
She's like,
what the fuck is with that?
I didn't.
Because you
I didn't
don't
get
write
their
anything.
Either.
You don't write anything.
I actually like started through Nikki Next. I didn't actually look at hers, but I saw that she did some shit on like street art. And yeah. You know, I love art, so.
She is a big art fanatic.
I ventured.
She's all into art.
Oh my God, you guys would be little buddies.
Ventured and clicked.
Do you like Target?
Unfortunately, but not when you're poor.
What's your favorite kind of art?
Abstract.
Like name an artist that you really like.
Dolly.
Really?
Salvador Dali.
She likes anything at LACMA.
Do you ever
fuck you.
Do you ever look at my favorite and my hero, and I have a picture from upstairs, is
Escher.
Is Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Basquiat.
Is my hero.
You know a lot of rappers rap about Basquiat?
I know, because and they don't know shit about him. That's what's
and
so funny.
And they have these like Basquiat candles that are like, what were they, $40 for one candle at LACMA?
Yeah.
I'm about to make me some plates and candles exactly. And stick their fucking sticker on there.
It's ridiculous.
So yeah. Thank you very much. Host of the year, what, yeah. Uh-uh.
Were there actual words there?
Huh? Say
huh?
What?
What?
She's huh? into hip hop.
Yes, I am.
Oh. So,
Chris Glam. With the fam. And the lamb.
Do you like your
going
fans?
Ham
do you like your fans still?
What?
Do you like your fans still?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite fan? Do you have one? Do you have somebody on Twitter, somebody who like talks to you a lot?
I don't, well, there's this guy that makes GIFs of me. Like, we don't really talk just because I don't really get on Twitter that much. But he makes me look good. You know, he just makes GIFs over and over. It's like, so I still have shit to retweet that makes me look relevant.
Whatever
like,
happened to, remember Juan?
Yeah, clever name.
Clever name. What
you
happened?
You know, I like went to Hooters with him and like hung out with him.
Yeah, he was always. I haven't heard
he's
from
still
him
around.
In a while.
He's still around.
Yes, we know. We do pay attention to people on Twitter. Mr. Avery, do you have anybody that stalks you on Twitter or you know talks to you a lot or anything?
I try to avoid and ignore everything. Yeah. I have time.
You did retweet my one tweet though.
Every once in a while, you do something that makes me laugh, and I do have to give it a retweet.
I think that it said, "Deleting every bitch ass out of my phone," and if you're wondering if. It's you. It probably is.
I didn't see the tweet, and I wasn't concerned.
That's the only thing he's even favorited or retweeted in the year.
That's not true.
I was like, yay, one, two retweets, and one
No, was that's not true. I've retweeted some of your other stuff or liked some of your stuff. I don't really pay that. Yeah, but I don't pay that.
I miss you. You favorited that one.
I don't pay that much attention to that stuff anymore. Like, so it's like, I just don't really look at it all that much. And in another month, I'm not going to look at it at all.
Yeah, me too.
Done.
Totally.
I am. I'm going to do it for everyone. I love it. I love Twitter.
You do.
You're a social media whore.
You've gotten a lot better, though. We used to have to have, like, checks. Like, we had to check him in public. I'm serious.
That's funny. I believe it.
Okay. Sorry.
Wow. Well, on that note, Gracie Glam, where can all your old fans and your soon-to-be new fans find you on the interwebs?
My merchandise site, which will be launching, I swear, within the next 24 hours. Please go and purchase something now. TheGracieGlam.com, at Glam Chowder, Twitter and Instagram. You already know.
Periscope?
I don't do Periscope.
MySpace?
Maybe you should.
MySpace me for sure.
You should do Periscope. Or do you do Snapchat?
I do Snapchat. At Glam Chowder. Everything's Glam Chowder.
That's good.
Just keeping it real.
That made it easy.
Keeping it real. My bae next to me, Periscope, for, you know, she tried it, and that shit got a little too real, too fast, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of creeped me out. But you Periscoped me DJing, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, all right.
And it goes away in 24 hours. Are you still doing the DJ stuff?
Yes, I am.
DJ Glam Chowder?
Yes, except no DJ, just Glam Chowder.
Oh, I thought the cool kids put DJ
like
in.
Like Skrillex.
Skrillex.
And look where he is today.
Oh,
it's not anymore. Ugh, from first to last to fucking dubstep god.
Yeah, and where's that shit today?
Millions and millions of dollars in the bank. Ugh. Ballin'.
DJ Avery, do you have
Gold
any place that you're...
Am I going to plug today?
Yeah, or plug or where your fans can find you?
They can find me at my website, richardaveryphoto.com.
Ooh, look at you, plugging today.
Where you can find videos, podcasting.
Oh, go fuck yourself,
Where
Avery.
Can we find personal information about
Well, you can
exactly.
find...
Exactly. It's where I put my deepest, darkest feelings and thoughts about...
I'm so into that.
Like my favorite hot girls. Oh, my God. All things like that.
Well...
Oh, basically... Oh, actually, go to kenbrockton.com. Let's plug that today.
Oh, kenbrockton.com. My favorite website. Enjoy that one, guys.
Yeah.
That one's fun to go take a look at.
That's my cocaine website. It's all about cocaine. My best friend is Ken.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My name is Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at Mo Triple X or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, it's The Average Mo. You can listen to More with Mo on SoundCloud, iTunes, and TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.